smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Across towards Jamison. It spills back to Hawking. Shrugs a tackle. 30 metres out. Great snap.
What a full forward. Huge pack. Gary Hawking front. Left foot snap. A beauty.
Rocks the ball back to Jose.
Ooh.
Bang. Crash to the ground that time by Hawking.
Bang. This is where Tim and I just turn into fanboys for the week. So from now until we finish up for the rest of the year, at this time, we're just going to pick one of our favourites, and you've come up with this man today, Whispers, and I absolutely concur with you. So why don't you introduce him?
He was one of my favourite players of all time. He's a super player. Tough, hard as a cat's head he was. Haven't seen much of him lately, but used to bump into him from time to time on the boundary line. Gary Hawking, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a great pleasure. What are you up to these days?
I'm out of Tiris at the moment, Tim. Since leaving Collingwood, obviously through the COVID the last couple of years, I've been able to sort of get some employment out at Ceres, which is about 10 or 15 minutes from the CBD, Geelong. It's a 200-acre property, so I just do all the maintenance and living the dream at the moment, boys.
How difficult has that time period been for you then, the departure from Collingwood? Was that sudden, and was it difficult at that time?
Yeah, I think it's been difficult for everybody, whether you're in football or just normal life or business, Tim. There's no doubt about that. But for me, sort of through 2020, the season was still going and we were just sort of sitting back. But one of the really good things that Collingwood did and also Bucks did was keep everybody in the loop. We were always constantly there match day through Zoom, Zoom meetings during the week. So we sort of felt that we had a fair attachment to the footy club, to the playing group, to the daily sort of things that you do at a footy club. But all of a sudden, it sort of all ended, and you've got to move in another direction. And look, there's been a lot of negative about COVID, but also I've sort of looked at the really positive side of it all, and I've been able to find employment that I really love. I don't see it as a job. It's more of a passion, and I've been able to spend a little bit more time with family rather than sort of, being cooped up in meetings and offices and all that sort of stuff, and travelling to Melbourne, every day sort of was starting to wear me out a bit.
Hey, Border, great to talk to you. I mean, isn't that a great thing? It's probably an area or a field of work that you would never have discovered had this not come along. So I think there's a lot of people that have gone through similar things.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I just said before, I think you've got to sort of understand that, this thing's going to be around for a little while, COVID, and we're certainly making, more ground, and we're getting closer to sort of being released and being able to sort of get back to some sort of normality. But for a lot of people who were in the footy industry, when you head down and you don't have time to sit up and smell the roses, and you're trying to, manipulate things to win every week, and you just put so much focus into, individual players, into the team, into your own personal development, sometimes you forget about the real things that are important in life. And I sort of worked out, Gary, that, footy's the most important of the least important things in my life. And, I lost a lot of contact through playing and being selfish as a player with family, chasing a premiership and trying to be the best player that you can be for your team. So your wife sacrifices a lot, your kids sacrifice a lot. And then when you go into coaching, it's probably the players are leaving and you're still there. You're still trying to find ways to win and other meetings and that sort of thing. So it's been a bit of a relief. I can get on the mower. I can, the office is 200 acres, Gary. So it's just a really good place to be. And, it's sitting out at Ceres. You're looking through, beautiful rolling hills. And I'm just so lucky to be able to, have the opportunity to work.
Do you wish you had done this years ago?
Well, Tim, as you know, when we were playing, when we were sort of rolling around, superstars of the competition, the three of us, we had to work, So I always used to, be on the council. I was always pushing mowers around, whippersnipping. I was stop and go. I was on the garbage with Paul Couch. He won a Brownlow, so I thought that's not a bad thing to do. I might try and do the same sort of thing. So I always managed to work. I always wanted to work. I never sort of tried to chew up my footy money, although Gary Senior took most of it. But I tried to work, and it's sort of kept me in good stead, and I've always had that work ethic.
What about you didn't want to pursue the hairdressing apprenticeship that you started back in the days at Cobram?
You've done your homework, Gary, as normal. No, look, a lot of injuries to fingers, you know, punching guys in the face and in the back of the head and all that sort of thing. So I wouldn't have been in the hairdressing for that long.
You would have got a few short back and sides over the course of your career there with not much money to go around after Gary got the bag, though.
No, I always got clipped there, Tim. I was always going in there and there wasn't much left in the barrel after Gary Sr. had been through the doors. But look, he was an outright superstar. He deserved everything he got. He was a wonderful player, as you know. You know, people say that, my father was a hairdresser too. So, and you could see the thing that I used to roll out. So he mustn't have been a great hairdresser because I never used to go to him. And in fact, my brother was a hairdresser too. And I remember one day he actually, I went up for a morning haircut just before school and he cut both my earlobes. So I've gone to school with these big band-aids hanging off my ears. And so the hairdressing in the Hocking family wasn't all that flat, I don't think.
Oh, we used to get the juicy fruit when we went down to Lloyd's Barber in Nimbula. David Calthorpe has just sent a text in. He said that he played on you 20 years ago. He's still sore from that day. You might have got him with a corky, I think. Hey, for people that don't know, we are talking to Gary Hocking, and he was one of the great midfielders of all time. Cats best and fairest, 91, 93, 94, 96, all Australian same years. A great state player for Victoria.
What about this? Finished top three in the Brownlow four times.
On four occasions. I was going to ask you a question about this. Which of those years did you think that you had it?
Oh, probably all of them, Tim, really, let's be honest. No, I think probably 96. I reckon there was a game against Fitzroy. I think I've had 40 and 4, just a normal sort of average day for myself. And,
a quiet day.
And I sort of look thinking of the votes, and you go to the medal, and you sit there and you think, oh, there's definitely a two or a three here, and I'm definitely penciling in three, and I got a one, you know. And Brad Scholl, who played in the back pocket, I think got the three. So I might have been a little bit chirpy as well to the umpires as well, so that might have cost me two, Tim.
Hey, there's something going on there.
It couldn't have been too chirpy. I mean, I couldn't get a Brownlow vote for love nor money, nowhere near as good a player as you were, but top three, four times, that is a hard thing to reconcile right now. I mean, you must have had a good relationship with them at some stage.
Well, it would have been hard for you to get votes, Gary, playing for Melbourne inside that forward 50.
That's
the
ball
wouldn't
true.
Have been in there.
That's a good
the
point,
The ball
Buddha.
Wouldn't have been in there too many
nice
times.
Clip.
So. Nice clip.
We were talking the other day about the greatest player that's ever been because of Dusty put his book out and others have said, you know, Dusty might now be the greatest player that we've ever seen. I said Gary Ablett Sr. still, for me, is the greatest player I've ever seen. Now, you saw him up close. You've seen, obviously, from the coach's box, you've seen Dusty and others go around. Who is, in your mind, who's the greatest player that you've ever seen?
Well, probably in the past, probably 30 or 40 years since I've sort of had the feet on the planet. I think that Gary Sr. certainly, is right up there. But, I mean, I think Wayne Carey too. Watching Wayne Carey from afar as well, he was a complete superstar. And Dusty's probably the modern great that's probably going to be spoken about for a long time, just like, Senior. But definitely Senior for all his talent, all what he could do. And I think consistency as well, Tim.
Yep.
We actually were lucky too, because we on occasions got to see him at state level and we watched him train. He didn't have a huge appetite for the training side of things. Buddha, is it fair to say?
This is Ablett Senior?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really like the getting out and getting stuck into it. I think that it was probably one of the things as a playing group that we didn't really have the leadership qualities back then as a playing group. And I guess it was him and maybe some others that just may have just avoided that sort of side of it a little bit. And he just probably didn't think that he needed it. So it was probably sometimes that I think he could have been even better, had he sort of tucked into, just a stronger work ethic and really get in there and try and work harder and that sort of stuff and really improve his game. I think it was just purely natural talent and, you wouldn't see him for about 3 months, you know. And, you know, I remember we were doing a dragon boat racing with Gary Ayres in 95, first year, just changing up training. And Gary Sr. and myself were in rehab and a few other boys. And Ayres, he said, look, just bring a bike down on the Wednesday night, boys, you know. And anyway, we're waiting there. It's about 5 past 5, you know, and he's just a touch late. But all of a sudden, there's this muffling sound that's coming from the trees. And Gary's rocked up on a motorbike to do rehab. All of us had mountain bikes to go around the river, but Gary somehow thought a bike was a motorbike. So that was quite funny. But
did Ayres leave?
So he always tried to avoid a few things.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. We're never going to have enough time. Just one final question. Have you reconnected with all the old Geelong mates now?
Well, one of the hardest things, Tim, yeah, being back in Geelong, you tend to sort of brush shoulders with a few boys and, you know, when you go on the coffees and that sort of stuff, when you're strolling around sort of thing. But the only really disappointment for us, and doesn't get us back together, and probably, Gary, you might be in the same sort of boat, but there's been no reunions for us, you know, 89, 92, 94, 95, and we just don't get back together. And it's probably one of the disappointing things in my career that we just didn't snavel one and, you know, being able to sort of be forced in a way to sort of catch up, because everyone just sort of now just floats around and goes their own way and that sort of thing. So that's probably one of the disappointing things. We don't get that opportunity to see each other a little bit more often.
You should set that up, though. You should actually be the instigator to set those reunions up, even though you didn't salute. It's still like those seasons that you had, those teams that you had, they were so great, Buddha.
Too busy mowing and weeding now, Tim.
Yeah,
so
fair.
What sort of tractor, Buddha? Let's get down to this is another thing that Tim and I are very passionate about. What sort of tractor on the 200 acres out there at Ceres?
Oh, we've got the John Deere. We're very supportive of the John Deere. We've got all the John Deere tractors and mowers and Husqvarna, whippersnippers and all those sort of things, Gary.
Well, I had a message here from a Joel. I'm not sure whether it's the current captain. He reckons things are looking a bit patchy out there at Ceres. So I'm only sending a message, passing it on.
Just the weather, Gary.
Hey, Buddha, I can't tell. In fact, we'd love to show you the messages that are coming through right now. People just loving hearing your voice and your story and that you're so happy out there doing what you're doing, mate. So we love chatting to – this is our fan time where we can sit back and talk to blokes that we loved and admired as footy players, opponents, and we really appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Likewise, boys. Respected you enormously, both of you as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Buddha.
There he is. So just go back over that resume again and tell you what, Wispy. 274 games, four-time best and fairest, captain, four-time All-Australian, Hall of Famer, top three in the Brownlow medal four times.
He was a model of consistency.